are costs that are incurred when people move in, and the city has, you know, fees, we would, that would off, impact fees offset those costs, and then we're not getting them, we've agreed not to get that money, so the city's basically essentially loaning that, allowing those costs to occur, and then we get the money back in 17 years to get that. Sorry, I'm not, it's late. And I have been more articulate at better hours. But with this thing, what we're doing instead is we're actually loaning them the money up front, but we're getting paid our development fees. So
correct.
Either way, so now instead of being out the development fees, we're out the loan. And the loan gets paid back. But either way, we've got some money that's expenses that are out there, and we're letting those expenses occur for a period of time, and then we get the money back later.
Correct, yeah. Same amount of money, different way to get there.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Any other questions from council? I do have another one I just thought of. And it's, how did we arrive at the 3% rate that we're charging as interest? Seems a little low, but how do we arrive at that?
It's, I would say, fairly common in affordable housing to set it at 3%. There are some cities that will do a 0% forgivable type loan after 55 years, that if it maintains its affordability, they'll just forgive the loan. There are certain reasons for tax credit financing where a lot of the people self-help housing projects will not accept that type of thing. So showing the pro forma of having an actual market type loan, arm's distance loan of 3% helps the investors in that realize, okay, there's a reason that this project can go forward. And the representative from Peoples may be able to explain it a little bit better than that, but we did have a discussion with Peoples about what the rate would be. And in past affordable housing projects that I've worked on with Peoples in other communities, 3% has been the common interest rate.
Got it. Okay, thank you. With that, we'll open it up to public comment. If you would like to speak.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Isabella Valdez. I'm with People Self-Help Housing, and I am the assistant project manager on our Del Rio Ridge project. And I just wanted to thank council for the support that the city has provided for the project. This project specifically has been in our pipeline for a very long time, so it's very exciting that we're finally able to push it forward, get it into construction mid-January, and it wouldn't be possible without all of you. This funding commitment is essential to making the project feasible as it helps to complete our capital stack. So we're doing really important work, and again, this project is just going to be so beneficial for the community. And on our organization's behalf, because our CEO cannot be here, again, thank you. And we are so grateful for the City of Atascadero's support. Thank you.
Thank you. If you wouldn't mind staying at the podium, I want to see if any members of council have any questions of you.
Nope. Has something like this, does the occupancy already have like a waiting list of like locals, like Atascadarans that are waiting for this list, or?
We don't have a waiting list for tenants, future tenants? We don't have that yet. So we start marketing our lease up process closer to when construction is going to be completing, which is going to be, we're estimating a 30-month construction period. So that would be about July, August would be construction completion. And our marketing team starts putting out information on our websites and around the community months in advance of that.
And generally, when you have projects like this, does People Self-Help try to find tenants that are already in the local area looking for the local area to live?
Yes. Yeah. So we serve our own community. This project specifically, 11 units will be set aside for veterans. We'll be serving 30 to 60% of area median income.
All right, thank you. Anything else, Councilmember Front?
Yeah, sorry, it took several tries to get the red light to come on. I assume when the time comes for you to fill the units, I notice you also have some units set aside for homeless persons, that would be, you would be part of the coordinated entry process that's countywide, where people who are in need of housing that are from, you know, from this area and want to be in Atascadero, appropriate for Atascadero, would then, the most vulnerable people would be then moving to the top of the list in a coordinated way.
Yes. So we do work with the coordinated entry system, and we'll work with the Veterans Association as well.
Right. Okay. And I presume you also work with ECHO and others that are aware of both people who are currently in-house and people who are at risk of losing their housing or are couch surfing and other things that make them not technically homeless under the definitions that HUD uses, but they're still have very unstable housing and are in desperate need of these kinds of units.
Yeah. There is a population set aside for at-risk of homelessness. So it's kind of like that in between, I think, population that you're talking about. I'm not sure if that answered your question.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. I think we're good.
Okay. And then we are connected to service providers as well. So we do work with them.
All right. Thank you. With that, I'll bring it back to council for any discussion and a motion.
I'd be honored to make the motion. We've been desperately looking for this project for quite some time. And there's a huge need to have this kind of housing to get people out of the creek and keep people from landing in the creek. And to take care of our veterans who have served this country honorably and need a little support in being able to stay housed. So I would move staff's recommendation.
All right. We have a motion.
I'll second.
All right. We have a motion by Councilmember Funk, a second by Councilmember Peak. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Funk?
Yes.
Councilmember Peak?
Yes.
Councilmember Newsom?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Daris?
Yes.
Mayor Bourbeau?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
All right. Thank you. That's our last agenda item. We will move on to council announcements and committee reports, starting on my left with Councilmember Peak.
No committees since last time we met. I did have the honor of attending the Colony Tea. It was great hearing some awesome stories from days gone by in Atascadero and seeing the new crowning and the recognition by the mayor for the years of service of the Quota Club and how they've done it for our community.
And I have just a Capsule meeting coming up on Thursday, and that's all.
Okay, yes, I just also went to the T and realized this is the first year that I have lived here 40 years and could have gone to the T as on my own accord and not just be invited as a member of the city council. And, you know, 40 years makes you feel a little bit like an old timer until you go to the Colony T and you hear the stories from the real old timers. who have been here a lot longer than me. So also, Councilmember Funk and I participated in a creek cleanup on September 27th. That was interesting. And I'm going to mention along those lines that we worked on an area next to the West Mall Bridge, and subsequent to that, Alps has built an addition to the fence there that goes all the way to the bridge and will help, I think, help keep that area a little cleaner. So I have had no committee meetings since our last meeting. We do have a mayor's meeting this Friday here, hosted here in Atascadero. And and we are not having an IWMA meeting this month. So Councilmember Funk.
I have a meeting tomorrow, the Homeless Services Oversight Council Executive Committee, which I serve on because I'm on the vice chair of that group. And then I also participated in the Colony Tea and enjoyed that experience immensely, as always. And the creek cleanup with Mayor Bourbeau. And I also participated in the Slow Cog workshop that they were advertising when they were here at the last meeting that was at Atascadero Lake Pavilion, and got heard the feedback that they got from a relatively small crowd of people regarding road projects and funding.
Councilmember Newsom.
I was invited to the tea, but I traveled so much, so I needed a couple days of recovery. I had the League of California Cities I just got back from for 3 days with our city manager, Mr. Lewis. Great amount of speakers. Always love to listen to their issues, going over ethics. Everything is always eye-opener. We're very fortunate to be here in this community where we respect one another and agree to disagree. So we're very fortunate to live in our community. I did have a slow cog meeting back on October 1st. We talked about the financial elements of regional transportation plan, that projects are coming in way above the funding needs. They're anticipating construction costs to increase by over 200%. Funding cycle 2026, there's very little that can be accomplished without federal or state discretionary grants. With the shutdown, it's impacted what they're seeing coming forward, but they're not sure what those lasting effects will be on grants and funding. And they, too, are looking for a local road first potential sales tax measure in 2026.
All right. Thank you. And congratulations on the award you received at the League of Cities Conference. Okay.
You.
With that, I believe we are ready. Anything else? Nope. Okay. We are ready to adjourn. Thank you all.
At this time, AM 1230 KPRL concludes this portion of the Atascadero City Council meeting, brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home. Go to idlershome.com. We invite you to join us the second and fourth Tuesday of each month for the Atascadero City Council meeting. We now join our regularly scheduled programming. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL, Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton.
Shirt, but no tie. And he got off board Air Force One. He talked to the press because he's always talking to the press and they don't appreciate it. And he was not wearing a tie aboard Air Force One when he spoke to the press. He was not wearing a tie when he got off of Marine One on the south lawn of the White House at approximately 2:30, 2:45 a.m. this morning. But he was talking to people all over the place. And let me say also that his son, Eric Trump, was live on the Fox News channel early this morning. And he's talking about it. And he's asked, well, hey, what do you think about your father in this deal in the Middle East? And hostages released, and there's a ceasefire. And weren't the leftists chanting all over America in violent mobs of stupid, ignorant anti-Semites, chanting, stop the genocide? And to them, the misunderstanding, all they see, the genocide was Israel attacking a terrorist group called Hamas, right? Amazing stuff. And they're on the wrong side of everything. And now the fighting has stopped. Now, Palestinians are murdering people all over Gaza City and Gaza because they're accusing everybody of collaborating with the dirty Jews, you know, with the Israelis. So they're gunning them down in the streets all over. In fact, I think you had some recording of, and I watched one of the videos, this guy, a man, looked like he was about 30 years old, and they just started shooting him in the legs. And then like three guys walked up and they're shooting him and shooting him. They didn't want to kill him right away. They wanted to shoot him all lower body shots with their rifles. And then a handgun guy walks up with a handgun shooting him. And they're shooting the guy again and again. They want to keep him alive long enough so that he suffers while they shoot him to pieces. And they're doing this all over Gaza City and all over Gaza because these are the people, if we can call them people, and it's a very generous word to use in this context. And they got a siren. That's awfully European, isn't it? Kind of European. That requires an automobile and combustion. But they're going around, they're assassinating, murdering, lynching people that they say collaborated with Israel. And it's happening all over Gaza because these are ruthless, filthy terrorists and murderers, you know, that the Democrats have been fighting on behalf of